New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We will get to Bills Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends and holders at First Rate Egg. Look at him. He's the logo. Sip, he is the logo.
Look at, there it is.
Jerry West of First Rate Egg.
Full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Please reach out to Parker or Chris at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327 and mention the ticket.
Also, there's been a little bit of a scrap going on
scrap
out there. Well, there are several companies and businesses that do a lot of work with fixing of farm machinery, okay, of combines and different things, especially combines this time of year. Because also, if one goes down, they have to get it in, get it fixed within seconds. And they have to pay a lot of money to get that done, to get back on the field right now. It's not happening. There's been no combine damage whatsoever because the fields are so clean.
Oh,
the fields are so clean.
Clean.
It's just clean. There's no weeds. There's no in that. So it's just pure crop.
God.
So they're just humming like a sewing machine.
God.
They are humming like a sewing machine. Nothing's breaking down, and it's hurting the economy for some people. And it's been heated. It's gotten heated.
Oh,
yeah,
I
it's
see.
Got heated. Yeah. Because also they're like, hey,
they need breakdowns.
They need the business. Like, hey, you want, if you're an auto body, what do you want? A nice hailstorm, a little ice. Need an ice storm. Everybody's banging into each other. You need that.
Yep.
So right now they're not getting that.
It's not happening though.
A sewing machine out there. Just humming along.
Nice.
Boom.
There you go. All right. Thanks to First Red Egg. It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a wild card Wednesday.
Wild
What's on your
Wednesday.
Mind today?
We went a little football.
I love
that. Boy.
Dell, we're going to go backwards from our last conversations. My schedule fascination.
Okay.
The difference between college football and college basketball. The difference between college football and college basketball. Very simple. In football, I use the term bad wins. Bad wins count. If you win a game, they count. Mm-hmm. It moves you forward to bowl eligibility.
It does.
Everyone. So a bad win doesn't hurt you. It's at the in basketball, bad wins. So every win is a deposit in football. In basketball, it's not the case. In basketball, if you beat South Carolina State in December 29th, doesn't count. It counts as a win, but it doesn't move you forward in anyone's eyes.
It can't move you backward.
It can move you backwards, but it can't. So that's why I say, where a win in football, if you beat and if you play one FCS team, it's what? It counts. So if all of a sudden, if you win, you play a schedule, just say like an Ohio State, Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall. They're all big counts. They all count towards what's going on. That's why Florida's like, wow, what was their non-conference? Miami, UCF, Sanford doesn't really matter in Florida State. It's like, whoa.
Mm.
So it's such a big deal on how they count on with what's going on. Here's where it's going to get crazy. Why the hoops analogy? Because it's 12 teams right now, and it's going to 14. It's going to be 16, and it'll probably stop maybe at 20 to 24. It's going to keep expanding.
Yep.
Money, 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 money.
Yep.
So what has happened is that this has now turned into the NCAA tournament and the NIT tournament. So there'll be zero interest in the near future of any teams that are just bowl teams, except for one or two. There'll be the interest is only going to go to the playoffs. Yeah. That's where the whole interest is going at this time. The
bowls gone.
I love the bowls. The Gasparilla Bowl. I can't wait to watch it.
Goodbye, citrus.
But everything now has went away. Think about this.
Goodbye, El Paso.
Think about in the Rose Bowl when Oregon went in the 90s, Northwestern went to the Rose Bowl. It was mayhem
with Fitz.
It was mayhem with what was going on. That mayhem is gone. That there's never going to be a team that's just like,
okay,
they didn't get, they went to a bowl game. They were ecstatic. They went to the what? They went to the Rose Bowl.
Right.
That was the deal. That's all going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So,
it's okay.
And so everything now it's going to be, like I said, just like the NCAA and the NIT. And there's going to be such the interest level is going to drop dramatically.
God.
Because all the conversation is going to be different. Like that. If Nebraska doesn't make it
in the playoff
to the playoffs this year and they have a great year and they go to a bowl game, big deal.
Celebrated.
Yeah.
First time in 8 years. Yeah.
But
big deal. But
next, how many years?
But next year, that's not the same.
Nope.
Next year, it's not the same. Once that hurdle is over, next year's conversation will be about one thing, the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be, because again, you're going to be a lot.
Put pressure on coaches.
Everything has changed because now, before it was even like, it's like the bowl still somewhat matter because there's only four teams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still kind of a big deal to go to a bowl game. We went to the Fiesta Bowl and I was at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal. We went to the Fiesta Bowl. We played UCF. It was a big deal. It was there were still some big deal bowl games that you wanted to watch. Like, you know, when wherever it was, Texas beat whoever in the bowl game back when they did the I'm back thing and all. There were some bowl games that came up that still kind of solidified you. That's all over with. That whole thing has changed right now. So the victories are different now. And it's just intriguing how if you do win bad games now, they still count.
Mm-hmm.
They still count for it. They still get you somewhere. Mm-hmm. In basketball, they get you nowhere. Mm-hmm. They don't even look at it. Like, well, we won those eight games. Everybody's like, well, and the committee's like, doesn't matter. We don't even care about those eight games. Mm-hmm. We just look at these. They judge you off of these 12 games. Where football, you get judged off of all of them.
Yeah, no NET rankings in college football.
No.
The NET rankings are college basketball. Now, what you take, you'll effectively take away a measuring stick in college football for programs. Because a measuring stick, one measuring stick right now is, was it a bowl team?
Yeah, bowl team.
To get back to the bowl.
Yeah.
Are they back to being a bowl team? Well, that'll be gone. Yeah. I don't know how quickly they'll get to 16 teams and then 20, 24. I mean,
well, the 14's already locked in
right.
in a couple years. So it's going to go quickly.
Yeah.
They're still going to want to have a bye for the four champions. They're going to want that bye. But everyone knows it's not stopping. Will it ever get to 48? No, that's not happening.
Not
in
our life.
But I could see it going to 20. Because the money is in the billions. It's in the billions if you make that.
God,
and then you see crazy things going. So it's just...
At 20, would the Bulls still be alive?
There'd still be some... It's going to be viewed as the NIT is. The NIT now, we just checked the... We're the only radio show that discussed the NIT.
We do, yeah.
We're the only ones. We have someone call in and tell us about it. No one has any idea.
Not really, do they? I don't think they do.
No, they have. There's no... I mean, there's bowl games you go like, man, I want to see this. I want to see this bowl game like that.
But when did the NIT become so distant? Because when we were growing up, it was still a big deal.
Still a big deal. Remember, NIT was the deal. Then the NCAA took it over.
Right.
That's why that's exactly what's going on now. In college football, the same thing is going to be happening in college football.
Yeah.
How this is going to go down.
The NIT slid back.
Yeah. I'm not pushing back. Like I said, the bowl games are incredible. Right now, the conversation that 68 teams are alive is more incredible to me, you know, with that. And if you heard the other story that's out there right now, that there's a group of people together with, you know, beyond billions and billions of dollars that are marketing to try to take 70 teams to buy college football and take 70 teams.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's a new story.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, it's a new. If you look it up, there's
they
a new.
They would just buy college football
for 70 teams and create a league for it, and they would market it, and they would go to the, and they would go to all of the TV as one. They would go to each one. They'd be like,
okay.
Hey, so those.
As long as you're the part of the 70,
if you're part of the 70,
Nebraska would be in.
They'd be in. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
If you're part of it, but then imagine now there's also another 64 or whatever it is dropped off. They're no longer even part of that group anymore. So anyway,
I don't like that.
So that's a weird thing. It's a weird story.
Yeah.
But it's just fascinating to watch when you watch how things happen.
It is
the difference with what's going on with the how the schedules are set. And like again, it's still intriguing to me how wins that you would say are not big wins and how much they actually count.
Right.
Still to this time in football, they count.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
In basketball, they mean absolutely nothing. Now, they can take a bad deposit from you if you lose a bad game like that. Even the bad loss of Notre Dame right now, Notre Dame, like I said, there's still a really good chance they'll be in the playoffs.
Sure, there's
a good chance they're going to be 11-1 and have one blip, and you kind of go, well,
God,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're not anywhere close to out of it.
No.
You know, by any stretch.
We had a text from Sanderson on the text
line. With the hair.
He says, Bill is dead on, and it makes me sad. Since I've already seen the best that college ball will ever be, maybe I should just check out at this point. That's a little far.
Well,
come on, keep watching ball.
When you turn the TV on, and we always talked about on the show, it's still incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Georgia, Alabama, then you're watching Vandy with an upset. You're watching all these great games, all these things going on. You know the part that there's only one part that has me completely annoyed, and that's the opt-outs. That's those things going on with
players.
You see Central Florida, I read, they've got four.
You're kidding.
They've had four. And there's a couple more. There was one linebacker from Washington that transferred from San Jose State that said, same thing. I didn't get what I was told. I'm out. And so
Caleb Brown, the Iowa receiver coming from Ohio State, opted out.
I think 2 days
ago. He wasn't getting enough playing time or just didn't like the system, apparently. Yeah. But he came from Ohio State, no longer at Iowa.
Generally, the ones that move up are the ones you're looking for. Ones that go from a lower division or a lower somewhat team and they move to a higher one, they do better than ones that are coming from the Ohio States and different places going someplace else.
I'll tell you this. I agree with Sandy to the point of we've seen college football at its best. And we're not going to see it again. But you can still enjoy the product as it is. Yeah. Sandy, you can still enjoy the product. No, you're not going to see it. It's cool. It's never going to be as cool as it used to be. It never will.
No.
Now, Bill, you can push back on that, but I agree with Sandy on that.
I agree with him. I wouldn't change it. I like but we saw it at its best.
Yeah,
it was still on New Year's Day when you turned on the games. It was remarkable.
Incredible. Now, it'll still be good, though, Sandy. You can still
enjoy it. Don't check out completely.
No, don't check out.
The only part that was bad at all about college football when you went back to certain times were that in the bowl games, and there was national championship games on the line, happened in Nebraska, they're playing, Miami's undefeated, Nebraska's got three losses.
Right.
And that's the national championship game. Where Nebraska,
it was flawed.
If Nebraska wins, they're not national champions.
It was deeply flawed.
Deeply flawed.
Right.
Flawed on who was playing, because if they would lock in two conferences into a bowl game, or one would locked in, one was hard. It was like the Rose Bowl was always what? Pac-12, Big Ten, incredible.
Right.
But it could have major ramifications on who the national championship was. with that. Mm-hmm. So
that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You've lost two straight without Bill here.
Bill, notice what the happened? Record. Notice the record.
We're minus three.
23 and 24. You're below 500 now.
What happened to you when I was gone?
Just needed his lifeline. Yeah, didn't have
just
his lifeline.
Some bad
L's. I got out right before the game show on Monday. I know.
Well, today is a wild card Wednesday.
That's
and
not good.
The playoffs are going on in baseball. So I think you guys like this.
The topic today is
Major League Baseball stadiums of the past.
Oh.
Of the past.
Okay.
Got a chance.
You have a chance. If you need to know your MLB stadiums of the past,
okay.
Call
I think
us
we're
up.
Okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
I really do.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dig down Sip and Bill in trivia. Again, our topic today, Major League Baseball stadiums of the past. Nothing now.
We'll be fine.
You were watching ball back then.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll be good at this, actually.
Should be okay.
I can name seven off the top of my head.
Let's see how our contestant, Brent, how do you feel about Major League Baseball stadiums of the past?
Meh.
It feels meh.
I like this.
Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question as always.
Brent, thank you.
First question goes to you. What team played at Comiskey Park from 1910 to 1990?
Stop it.
Come on.
Stop.
White Sox.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
It should all be easy. They should be four for four today.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now, he knew that. That scares me a little bit.
It does.
White Sox is correct. Sip, first question. What team played at Riverfront Stadium from 1970 to 2002?
Come on, Jake. We are family. Yes. Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, Rennie Stennett, Tim Foley, John Candelaria.
What the word hat they wore? Kind of the.
Yeah.
The,
good job, Bill. Thank you. Yes. The Pirates.
Oh, God. Oh, we missed. And now I know it. Yeah. Oh, we just lost.
That's incredible.
We just lost. We just took it out.
It's one of the best moments I've ever seen. I knew you were wrong the whole time when I let
and
it go, though.
Too.
I
we
let
just
it
took
go.
An L.
Don't say it.
I had it in my head that you started talking.
We just took an L.
Brent, do you want that one or not?
We're done.
Do you want that? Go ahead.
That's a red.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You went through the whole thing.
I was laughing. I knew he was going to say the Pirates, but he said Stargell. Oh, no.
Three Rivers Stadium.
Three Rivers, yeah. Not Riverfront. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a loss.
Yeah.
Brent, for the win, last question. Oh. What team played at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome from 82 to 2009?
Humphrey Metrodome?
The Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome from 1982 to 2009.
That's a layup.
Five.
Come on, Brim.
Four.
One.
Three.
It's a layup.
Two.
Did you say it yet?
One.
Twins?
Yes. Twins. Yeah. All right, there you go. That is the Twins, and that's a loss for Sip because he went with the Pirates on Riverfront Stadium.
Look that's at him. Bad. That's bad. I mean, that's.
Well, the thing was.
Yeah. What happened?
It hit me right away. I go, it's the Reds. And then you started going through the Pirates. And I'm going, hold it, man. Maybe Sip knows something I don't.
No, I don't. No. I didn't know. I don't know. You could have. I think you could have rescued me, but that's okay. You didn't. It's my fault.
Wait, you should have said stop.
I'm fully accountable, Bill.
I got enamored with it. I was thinking about the whole thing.
Brent, nice win. Congrats. You get bagels. Calling down the road.
Hey, shut up, Sipple. Shut up, Kruger Development.
Kruger Development. Okay.
Kruger Development? Shout out to Kruger Development.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out there.
Shout out to Kruger Development.
That is an 0-3 start to the week. And that's four straight L's now.
That's a controllable. That's like Alabama having two number twos on the field. Yeah. That's a controllable.
What team played at the King Dome from 77 to 99?
The Mariners.
And in what year, Bill, was Candlestick Park demolished in San Francisco?
Ooh, Bill.
2002.
Oh, God, that's so
close. Before or after 02?
I'll say 03.
How about 2015 demolished?
Really, is that like,
demolished 15.
Huh. So that was a good game, Jake.
That's an L.
That's a good game.
You should have had the Reds, though. Fair question, right?
Yeah, I can name more Reds than I can Pirates.
You should have. Good messed up.
Joe Sparky Morgan. Anderson was the coach.
Sparky.
Not the coach, by the way. He was the manager.
And their names were huge on their jersey. Mm,
the Reds.
The Reds. They were huge. Remember how big they were? Yeah. They were like just giant letters.
God, Bill, I covered the Salt Dogs one time. They sent me over there as a substitute. And I was calling the coach. And the coaching staff was snickering behind my back that I was calling him coach.
Yeah, he's a manager.
Yeah, he's a manager.
It is funny that you wear... Can you imagine just right now if all of the NFL head coaches had to wear a full uniform, shoulder pads and the helmet?
We need to bring that up. That's going to happen.
That would just be incredible, wouldn't it?
It needs to happen.
What if all of a sudden you saw a rule out there and just like a number 00 and...
Imagine McDaniel in that. The wimpy McDaniel.
McDaniel out there.
Or see Dan Campbell.
Get a neck roll on. Get a neck roll on.
It is kind of weird that they do that in baseball. That was a good text. Was that a text earlier that the guy was describing?
Yes. Oh, is it mailbag?
Yeah, it's a mailbag question. That was interesting. Like they do wear the gloves, the sliding mittens now. Very odd.
When we come back, the spillover special guest, Kelly Lauer, president of the White Cane Foundation, in studio next on Early Break on the Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts. For your free timeshare exit info kit, go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.